So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast.
Welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secret Podcast. And today we are also streaming on in live on our Facebook page as exclusive content for our vegan friends that are interested in the program. And really today I'm super excited to introduce a client of mine, the guest of today. I'm the head coach of vegancoaching.com. My name is Chiara. I'm 38 years old and I'm currently living in between Germany and Portugal. I work with clients from all over the world. And today I have the honor to have Sandra in the show. She's one of my clients and she's really showing a lot of amazing results and absolutely love her spirit and the way she wants to learn and how curious she is and how she applies things. So I wanted to share her story with everybody today because it's really fantastic. Welcome, Sandra, to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Hi, I'm doing well.
Thank you for coming with us here. I'm super excited because I really got an amazing feeling like from the beginning, from our first call, talking with you. You're so kind and so gentle, but also like so committed to the program. And I really wanted to share your story today. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Great. So let's start from the beginning. Like, tell us a little bit about you, your name, where you're from, a little bit of your story, your age, if you want to. I know this is a sensitive topic for women, but like you're looking amazing. So I think it's not.
Yeah. So my name is Sandra Williamson. I live in Delaware at the beach with my husband. We love it here. We've been here, you know, going on almost 4 years. So we're in a new community. I am 60 years old and my story started, you know, over the years. I've always struggled with my weight, my body image. I was an emotional eater. Up and down, you know, trying different diets that have been out there. And my goal was not only to, you know, let go of weight, but I wanted to become toned. And I had signed up with a personal trainer over the years. It wasn't such a good experience. And talked about nutrition and I actually had put on weight with them. So that kind of was a little defeating for me. My nutrition wasn't always good. I didn't eat enough. You know, you always have that mindset that, you know, you eat less than you can lose weight. So that was always something that I did over the years. I always was a sweet eater. I did a lot of binging at times. And you know, when that happens, you know, you continue to binge more and then you get frustrated with yourself. And so it was a roller coaster effect for me.
Emotional eating and binge eating. I became an expert. Like I feel most women have gone through their life with like some periods of it, right? When it's not done correctly. How many years was that for you? Like, was it just a short period or was it like on and off for a long time?
Yeah, it's been on and off for a long time. You know, I think it was because I am finding that I wasn't feeding my body enough. So then you reach for, you know, those sweets and you just keep consuming them. So, yeah.
What were your favorite things to eat in those occasions?
What did I eat?
Yeah, what kind of sweets?
Oh my goodness.
I want to talk about this because most people don't talk about this, is right? And I feel like most women have gone through a phase of this. And you tell me yours, then I'll tell you mine.
I would just reach for sweets that were in the house, and it seemed like it wouldn't satisfy you. So then you would go and try and find something else, and you would keep consuming, you know, lots of this type of food, and to the point where you became sick and just kind of sabotaged yourself by doing this. And it just became a roller coaster effect until you, you know, tried to then refocus and get back on plan again.
Did they have anything to do with variety of the snacks you were testing? Like for me, for example, when I suffer from this, it was absolutely about variety. Like I needed to have so many different flavors for my brain to kind of get excited again about food, because I was so restricted and always eating just the same stuff because I was just looking for low calorie foods, right? Did you have the same thing, or were you just happy to eat some, like the same thing but big amounts?
It was more or less the same thing, but bigger volumes. Yep, exactly.
And then this was before you were vegan, or did you have the same issues also when you went vegan? When was this, by the way?
This was before I became vegan. So I've only been vegan about 3 years, 3.5 years. So yes, this was part of my struggles and, you know, on my journey of life.
And then, so 3 years ago, you became vegan. Did you see like any benefits? How did that impact your body and your mind?
I did. I had just started reading, doing some reading, and had read about the Blue Zone and how people were living healthier lives, you know, and so it just piqued my interest. And I started doing that vegan lifestyle. I was trying to educate myself by doing a lot of reading, listening to podcasts, and I was feeling better. I was eating a lot of fruits, vegetables, grains, seeds, no oils, you know. So I was feeling better. I had initially wanted to do this just for about a month to see how I felt, what would happen. My husband decided to go on the journey of doing the month along with me, which helped and made things a little easier at home, you know, preparing the meals and stuff. And I felt great, and I never turned back. I did lose some weight when I became vegan as well.
That's great. And how did you find out about Fritz and our company? Like, where did you see us, and what was the thing that told you, okay, yes, this is the thing for me, I need this?
Yeah. So it was on Instagram, and I saw some of his advertisements, and I just started following them, and it just piqued my interest. And then I had reached out as well, and he had mentioned that he had podcasts out there also. So I started listening to some of the podcasts, and there was a lady that you had interviewed on the podcast that, you know, lived in the area. And so I tried to do some research. I reached out to her and
no
talked
way.
To her.
I
did. I
didn't know. Who is this? Cassandra?
No, it was Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Oh, you didn't
yes.
know.
Yes. So I have reached out to her and talked, because, you know, I was a little hesitant seeing it on Instagram, you know, wondering, you know, if this was legitimate. I didn't want to invest in something that wasn't going to help me. So we had a good conversation, and she spoke highly about it. And after that, my husband and I talked, and I thought, you know, I wanted to become healthier. I had turned 60 in the last couple months, and I thought, you know what? I need to do this for me. So here I am. I jumped in and I'm loving it. Yes.
I did not know this. I am so happy. I absolutely love Jenny. And I talked to her this week as well. I didn't know. I must thank her for saying such good things about us. That's great. And since then you've been in the program, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, before and after the program, like the things that change the most for you, right? So you were already like doing some workouts, you had a little bit of knowledge of that, you already were vegan, but what changed for you? What did you learn so far since you are in the program, like nutrition related?
So nutrition related, I'm eating more calories, and which was very nerve-wracking for me, because of the fact that you were asking me to, you know, eat so many calories a day. So I was hesitant about that, and understanding about the macros. That was something that I was not familiar with. I had no knowledge about. So I did learn about the macros as well.
Isn't this funny? You've been on all diets in the world, and still this knowledge of macros was missing.
Yes, yes. And how important that protein is in our, you know, meal plans. So yes, that was, I was very, I lacked that knowledge, I guess I want to say, in that, because, you know, just eating vegan, I heard podcasts out there and people talking about, you know, you're getting enough protein in your vegetables and your grains and all, but I truly wasn't.
What makes you tell now that you weren't, like, what kind of feelings does it bring to your body to have a higher protein nutrition plan?
Well, you have that satisfaction when you eat. I'm not having any cravings. I don't crave any sweets. I mean, it's amazing that I needed to feed my body with the nutrients that it was lacking to have that satisfaction and not reach out for those processed foods to fill me up. So yeah, I'm totally comfortable with my meal plans, and they're very satisfying and delicious.
That's good. That's amazing. Just so you know, Sandra is still on the lower side of calories, and she still thinks it's really high. You're in for a surprise, Sandra, because I'm going to keep increasing your calories more and more. So you're about 1,600 calories right now.
Yes.
And you feel the still is a lot of food, right?
Yes, I'm very happy. Yeah,
that's really good. And I feel like you did have a knowledge of on like macros, like what they were, right? So you've done period without oils, right? So you knew that, you know, this was more on the fat side, right? You just have a better understanding now of how to balance it,
right? Yes, and you taught me as a woman that the fat, the healthy fats, are important for us to have in our daily diet, you know, to help balance our hormones. And so, you know, that was something that I was not familiar with. So yeah, I was educated on that.
Yeah, I mean, already like with regular hormone activity, we have really big mood swings throughout the month on how we feel energy-wise, mood-wise, outlook on life. Imagine when we have, you know, a system that doesn't have the possibility of like producing enough hormones, is even more irregular and more difficult to predict. So nutrition-wise, you feel like you're eating a lot, which is great. So really high volume plan, which is amazing. I also have to say to everybody who's listening and watching this, Sandra does not miss a day. And she is so precise. That's what we're working on right now. You only have your own personal experience on how you perform on the program, but I can tell you, I've always been telling you, top 5%. You know, we are now learning how to make your own meal plan by yourself.
Right? Yes,
which is being like so scary. Sandra's like, no, I don't want to do this, and then she did a spectacular work. Like super good. How does that feel for you to like develop in this part as well?
I like it because I feel like I can cook things and eat things that my family is having as well. So I can incorporate in that and not feel so isolated with my meal plan. You have been very helpful in teaching me also about eating out at a restaurant and how I need to look at that. If I'm going out to dinner, look at my breakfast and my lunch and my snack that I'm eating to cut back on my fats and carbs and save them for my dinner so that I can successfully eat and stay within my plan.
That's super. Yeah. This is the reason why I invited you. Like I love, you know, like you're very curious and you love picking up things and you understand that this is, you know, a temporary part of the program while we are, you know, trying to lose as much fat as possible. Right. And then step by step, you will have more calories, therefore more freedom to eat outside. But you've been so good with everything that you've been doing. And let's talk a little bit about the physical part, because that's just been, we have had successes that we expected and we have had successes that I didn't even expect to be so quickly. Tell me from your side, what did you see changing? Like in a matter of, you know, how you look, how you feel, how you sleep, how you move, and just your body in general.
Yeah, so my exercise, before I started on the plan, I was doing a lot of exercise throughout the day. I was trying to do cardio. I was walking. I was trying to do weights and bike ride. I was trying to get in as much activity within a day that I could, because I felt that that would help me lose weight, right? And tone up.
In fact,
it wasn't helping me at all, right? So I was extending more of myself than I should have been. So you were very helpful in telling me that I could only do weights 3 times a week, and then on those other days, I would just be walking. So, which has given me more time to do other things that I enjoy, right? But
like hosting friends and yes. Hosting parties.
Yes, exactly. So, I was nervous about cutting back on my exercise, but in turn, I have found that I've gotten stronger and I have already seen results. I'm only about 2 months into the program, and I can see changes in my upper body strength. I can see some changes, a little bit of definition in my legs as well. So it's very exciting for me.
That's amazing. So you're eating more, doing less, but getting better results. Do you want to show your guns? Can you show it? Look at that. 60 years old. She has a better bicep than mine.
Oh, gosh.
I really cannot say enough what kind of amazing experience is to have you as clients, because you really are specific about the things you do. And it feels so good to give you freedom of mind from the like emotional eating or the cravings of, you know, oh my God, there's this stuff around the house. I kind of want to eat it, from feel satisfied from protein, but also freedom of, you know, be active and keep your body alive and looking good, but not being obsessed with it, you know, yes. And like from the moment you wake up, you know, to the moment you go to sleep, it's like, let me just do this super crazy amount of sport with absolutely, you know, the amount of food a toddler will need, right? So it's really amazing to see how much you change. And then there are some other parts that, you know, we are working on, and they are changing in your body, which I was really, really, really surprised of. Do you want to mention some, like, so one of the big differences that I keep telling you, because for me it's like really, really amazing to see in your pictures, in your progress pictures.
You have said like the strength in my shoulders have changed. They I guess have gotten stronger and more, a little more defined than before. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, for me and the pictures, I saw big, very strong imbalance in your back when we were starting, and probably one of the side of your body is just being more dominant. And then we can see like a huge, you know, readjustment in the pictures, even just 2 months in to rebalance. And, you know, that makes me think a lot, because, you know, you're a different stage of your life than I am. And I have clients in other stages of their life, and they all have their own, you know, priorities, and we want to do this to look good and, you know, to feel confident, which is, you know, fantastic. But then on the one side, I've, you know, in my mind, I always think, you know, how great would it be to, you know, get to another stage of your life where you're aligned and you're strong in both sides and you're strong everywhere and you can carry your own, you know, your own groceries, and you don't need the help of somebody all the time to just move stuff or do stuff. And I felt like I really, when I saw your alignment of the back as a yoga teacher and fitness coach and nutrition coach, that for me was such an amazing thing, because I don't think you could have gotten like the same result with a massage or a chiropractor or physiotherapist. Like, you really had to put in the work as you've been doing every week to get that. Like, nobody can give it to you. Like, there is no, you know, there's no surgery to fix a shoulder that is not in balance. Do you know what I mean? And that's the most holistic, most beautiful way for me to keep the healthy body. And I'm really happy for you, because it's going to bring a lot more vitality in your body, just to be physically balanced, right? So that's really great. And what are the people around you saying? Like, you're showing up to your grandkids with these guns and super strong. Are they noticing anything?
Some of my neighbors have mentioned to me as well. And of course, my biggest fan is my husband. He has certainly seen the changes that I have shown over the couple months.
What do they say? You look good, or?
Oh, yeah.
You look weak. What are you doing on this vegan diet?
No, they don't say I look weak at all. They said that they can see changes in the restructuring of my body. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's super. What would you say is your biggest win? Like, if you were to pick one thing that you're like really, really happy about.
My biggest win. I'm excited about the changes in my body, I think. Because that was something that was very important to me, something that I've been striving for over the years, and I've never been able to get there. So I'm excited that I'm beginning to see changes and looking forward to seeing even more develop over the next few months.
That's amazing. So what is the big goal, Sandra? Where do you want me to get you?
What do I want you to get me? I just want to see that definition throughout my body. That is something that has been important to me, like I said, over the years, and I've never gotten to that point. So that's what I want to say. That's my goal.
Awesome. I love that. I feel like the clients that do best in this journey is the one that have a really clear idea of their goal, right? And it seems like you've been after this for so many years, right? That you're like your desire to reach you can you imagine yourself already? Like, do you see in your head already your new body? And do you have this kind of idea already of how you want to look?
I kind of have an idea, yeah. And Fritz says that. He says, wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and look at you and say, what is it that I want to see? So, you know, you try and have that image in your mind of that goal.
I love this. Did you ever have a phase of your life where you felt maybe it was a little bit, because I had this before I was 30, where I was like, I really want to look good, but I don't want to say it, right? I don't want to admit it that I want to look good. Did you ever had this in your life where you were like, no, I just want to look good. Like, I'm really like, that's my goal. Do you ever have any like guilt or feeling it wasn't a good thing to say?
My goal was when I turned 60, before I turned 60, I wanted to reach the goal of having myself toned and where I would be feeling the way that we had just talked about. And I didn't reach that because just of my, you know, my nutrition and exercise. So I'm going to say, okay, before my 61st birthday now, this is something I want to accomplish.
You'll be surprised how many clients I have because of these big birthdays coming in. So if you're listening to this and you're watching this and you have a big birthday come up, just give yourself a year in advance to work on this.
That's right.
Because I hear it all the time. You will need a good year of, you know, new habits, right? New learnings, new education, knowledge, applying this, and then facing difficulties, right? Or like, I'm not in my home for a week. I have dinners out, you know, I have weddings or I have ceremonies, and how do I fix this? So if you're listening to this and you're like 48 or 58, I would say this is a good time to start, right, Sandra?
Yes.
So you get a big party and your big pictures already in a good shape.
Yes.
Amazing. So thank you so much, Sandra, so far. I have one last question for you. You've been an absolute sport for doing this. I'm sure everybody's loving this this podcast and this interview. Soon we will have before and after pictures, I hope, if Sandra will want to share of her journey as well, and you'll be blown away as much as I am. But I want to ask you this question. I ask every podcast, what is something that you have learned with us here that you are sure, 100% sure, you will continue doing for the rest of your life?
Well, I think that there's a combination of things for me that I've learned through this program so far, and something that I didn't think was very important, but is getting enough sleep. I think that is key to helping you throughout your journey and helping with I just think that is super important to ensure in the journey and the overall goals, not only for your nutrition and your exercise, but sleep being that third leg as well.
Train, eat, sleep, repeat.
Yes.
Yes. Great.
Yep. Awesome. Absolutely.
Sandra, you've been an absolute dream to have as a client, as a guest in the podcast as well. I love that you reach out to Jenny for advice. If you are on the fence as well, you're listening to this podcast and you are on the fence, just do the same thing Sandra did. We have more than 200 real, honest Trustpilot reviews in Trustpilot for our company. You can reach out to any of those clients as well, you know, to ask for real information. I'm sure that's, she said great things. I'm going to thank her personally for this. And now, Sandra, maybe people will talk to you and will look for you as an inspiration.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sandra. It was really amazing to have you here. If you're listening to this right now and you're feeling a little stuck, don't forget, we have a free consultation link in the show notes with our team. And you can work with me or other coaches that are absolutely amazing, and we can help you optimize your health, set your goals together. It's a completely free call. There's no risk, absolutely. So you can make a decision for yourself whether you're ready to change your life and be ready for your next big birthday, for example. Thank you again, Sandra.
Sure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. As Fritz would say, peace out.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.